Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I think we finally are drying off a little bit. We've had so much weather, and anyways, I hope that everybody is okay out there. Again, I do want to give out our phone number, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I love that we got so many callers last week for tickets for comedy. Everybody loves comedy, and I'll go ahead and give some more today. And, of course, that's happening February 4th, at Levity Live. So call in right now. I would love to see you out there and get either your family, a date night, friend night, whatever it is. We would love to have you. And 805-419-0008. At the same time, if you know somebody that you'd love to hear more about, or if you would love to share what you do here on the Kim Pagano Show, please feel free to call us. We've got another great show for you today. And I also want to remind you to listen to our podcast. You can download it and take it with you everywhere. And that is the Kim Pagano Show. I always start my shows with something uplifting, and today's is just one small thought and positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. So with that, gosh, just start your day, close your eyes when you wake up, think good thoughts, and let it carry you through the whole day. With that, I am really excited, our first guest, she's been on before, but of course, it's the beginning of the year, and I always think, let's just get us started here. Joan Pagano, same last name. We're not related. Maybe we are down the road. I don't know. But she is a recognized fitness expert, and she has been specializing in strength training for women since 1988. That's a long time. Training, teaching, writing books on the subject, including strength training, exercises, as a natural. That's what she does. Joan developed an expertise in coaching women on the best exercises to enhance their bone health. And I just thought, some of us, we want to look good, but what about just feeling good? Joan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit. I mean, I was reading a couple of your articles because I still get them and I love them, and that's really what intrigued me. Is exercise, weight-bearing exercise for osteoporosis. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure, I'd love to. Weight-bearing is any exercise where you're on your feet, resisting the force of gravity. So it could be weight-bearing cardio, and it could be weight-bearing resistance training. Weight-bearing cardio would be things like walking, jogging, hiking, low-impact aerobic dance, all kinds of elliptical machines in the gym, the treadmill. That's a low impact where there is always 1 foot on the ground. That's low impact weight-bearing cardio. High impact, where you subject your skeleton to a little bit more of a jolt, would be where both feet are off the ground. That's where you're in a full run, or you're jumping or doing high-impact aerobic dance. That's the best kind of impact for your bones, weight-bearing, a little jolt to the skeleton. But the important thing is when you're doing either cardio or strength training exercises, resistance training, is that you are on your feet resisting the force of gravity.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Let me ask you, just doing walking every day, is that making an impact on our bodies?
That's a great question. Walking is a very healthful activity, and it's something that most of us have easy access to do. Is it really helping? If you're a couch potato, the answer is yes. If you're not walking fast enough or long enough, though, it's not helping your bones. In order to stimulate your bones to grow stronger, you need to walk faster and to walk longer. In fact, you can walk longer by breaking it up into little segments throughout the day. You don't have to do it all at once, but you need to accumulate minutes the way you accumulate steps. So walking is a very helpful activity, but you have to make it effortful. In order to really benefit all the physiological systems of the body, you have to work. You have to work a little bit. So if you're just strolling, chatting and strolling and chatting and strolling, it's better than not being out there, hopefully in nature, which is also good
right.
for you.
But right. You're moving, but you got to do the work. And I like that. Just that connection right there. Just because you're walking doesn't mean you're actually doing work.
Exactly.
It's like sitting at a desk, not staring. You're at the desk, but you're not getting anything done. Right.
That's great. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So now what about the old-fashioned sit-ups? You know, if people are, you know, wanting to lose their stomach or, you know, their waistline, is that the best exercise?
That's another good question. So a crunch. Nowadays, we don't do a full sit-up anymore because we found that after a certain point of bringing your upper body up, your hip flexors kick in. So in order to isolate your abdominals, we do a crunch, which is where you raise your shoulders and your head about 30 degrees off the floor while you're engaging your abdominals by pulling your belly button back towards your spine. You're scooping out your abs. It's a terrific exercise. It's a classic crunch. However, it's not the best if you have any upper back issues. For instance, if you have any osteopenia, low bone density, not yet osteoporotic, or osteoporosis in the vertebrae of your spine, it's not advisable to curve forward because you're overloading those vertebrae. It's great to reach out and do some different kinds of exercises, like a plank, for instance, which people seem to have a fear of. But you can do a plank where you keep your body in a straight line. So it's great for your alignment. You engage your core and you keep a straight line from your head to your heel. You can do it against the wall. You can do it against your kitchen counter, or you can do a plank on the floor. There are many variations, and there is certainly one that would work for you, and it's a better way to work the core muscles of your abdominals and your spine in an integrated fashion, as opposed to just doing endless crunches.
Okay. So when you're saying a plank, meaning you're saying even like stand up against a wall and be as flat, or are you saying lay down with your toes up, I guess you would say, and your elbows holding your body up? Is there all different kinds?
Yes, there are two different kinds. There's a forearm plank, which is what you're describing, where you bend your elbow directly under your shoulder, and then you raise your legs and you hover over the floor, holding your body up with your elbows and your toes. That's a forearm plank. You can also do that, by the way, leaning against the wall at about a 45-degree angle. So again, you want to get a little resistance on your upper body or on your core body by leaning. And if you were to do it against your kitchen counter, you would be leaning even at more of an angle, so you would be exerting more pressure, which is better.
Okay.
And then
so
if you're
like
on the
you
floor,
would be your feet are
floor
on
would
the floor.
Be the more.
Okay. So your feet are on the floor and you're going up against your kitchen cabinet or a counter. And you're kind of on an angle?
Yes, at about a 45-degree angle. And you're just supporting yourself there. And breathing.
And breathing.
Straight line from your head to your heels. And using your muscles of the spine and the abdominals together. It's nearly a full body exercise. And let me say this. While you're there, why don't you do some kitchen counter push-ups, which also engage the muscles of the upper body, specifically the chest, the shoulders, and the back of the upper arm, which is a traditional trouble spot for women. So that's another great exercise to do against the kitchen counter on a diagonal. You can do both. You can hold a plank position to start, and then you can straighten your arms. So your hands are a little bit wider than shoulder width apart and your arms are straight, and bend your elbows so that you lower your chest towards the kitchen counter and then push back. It's called a diagonal push-up. Two great exercises you can do while you're waiting for your pasta water or your microwave
or your coffee. Yeah. What a great idea. You could be cooking and making your body hot at the same time. I love it. I love it.
Talk about multitasking. Talk about multitasking.
There you go. I like multitasking. Not as much anymore. I'm getting better. Okay. I don't think that my brain can do that as much anymore. I used to be like, how did I get all of this done? You know, now I'm like, what was I focused on? Let me just get that. So
one thing at a time.
Exactly. So anyways, for anybody that's just waking up, we are so grateful that you have chose our show here, The Brighter Side of Life, to be tuned in, and we're talking with Joan Pagano. And Joan, I want our listeners to know how they can find out more about your books and all your stuff, too. Where is that at?
Thank you for asking. You can find out, there's so much free information on my website, joanpaganofitness.com. You can see all these. If you sign up for my mailing list, you get 10 little videos, including the ones I was just talking about doing kitchen counter push-ups. There is a whole body of work on exercise for osteopenia and osteoporosis. You can see all about the books, which are also available on Amazon, Strength Training Exercises for Women. If you're just getting started, it's a great book. There's a lot of guidance. Photographs, beautiful photographs, and step-by-steps and how to perform the movement from start to finish. Lots of free information on my website, joanpaganofitness.com.
There you go. And Joan, you know, so you have a new book, don't you? I mean, I think I have some of your books that were your first ones. And so tell us, what is in your new book?
Sure. So there are 7 books altogether. The first one, called Strength Training for Women, is kind of like a primer. It's just a very simple, straightforward book of exercises. So if you are really just getting started, that would be a good choice for you. But then down the line, the most recent one, which is a few years old now, is called Strength Training Exercises for Women. And it's a compilation of all of the exercises that were in all of the books. So it's like a Bible. It's an incredible book. I still refer to it all the time. I post about it. I post exercises from it. It's classic. It's timeless. And it's inventive as well. It gives you enough options for moving forward. If you are used to strength training, maybe you need some novelty or diversity, and it gives you those options as well.
I love that. Let me ask you a question I didn't ask you before, but can we give a couple of those away to our listeners?
Can you give a book away? Sure.
Yeah. Okay,
sure.
Perfect.
Be happy to do that.
That would be awesome. So again, for anybody who's tuned in right now and you want to start your year off really just getting your body in shape and doing it safely, I would love to give that book away. And call me right now, 419-0008. So my last question for you is, what are 5 weight-bearing strength training exercises that you can, I know we talked a little bit, but you can do right now and safely and not be able to, like, not walk, you know, and all that stuff?
Well, I love that question. The number one exercise for life is a squat. So whether you do it from a sitting position to a standing position, which is called a sit-to-stand squat that you might start with, or you do a stand-to-sit squat, it is the number one functional movement that we need in life, especially as we're getting older, in order to be able to get up from a seated position, up from the toilet, up from the bathtub. So a squat is the number one functional exercise for life. It is weight-bearing through the hip. which is such an important bone and muscle area for us, because as the muscle pulls on the bone gets stronger and it makes the femur stronger so that we resist a fall and a fracture. Leg exercises, standing at a kitchen counter or holding onto a chair and doing side leg lifts or back leg lifts, also weight bearing. If you go down to the floor and you do a bird dog exercise where you're kneeling on your hands and knees, lifting an opposite arm and leg, that's another wonderful core exercise, weight bearing through the arms and the wrists, as is a push-up. Push-up is weight bearing through the arms and the wrists. So that's another area that is vulnerable to fracture, the wrist, the spine, the hip, the spine, and the wrist are the three areas that are most vulnerable. So you would get the hip strengthener with the squat. You would get the upper body strengthener through the push-ups with the weight bearing on the wrist. And in the kneeling position, the bird dog, opposite arm and leg lift, you get the spine, the hip, and the wrist. Multitasking.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, you just pretty much nailed every part of your body and made it sound so simple. So I am really excited. What a great chat for the new year. And again, I'd love to have you back on, and we'll have to check in. We'll kind of get everybody going so that, you know what, it's all about keeping your body limber and keeping your body healthy. Correct?
And strong. Very important.
And strong
and stable.
That is, yeah. You want to be
I'd
able
love
to get
to come
off the
back.
Toilet and
Thank
get
you
out
for
of
having
the bed.
Me.
So,
right.
All right. Thank you so much, Joan. And please share our show with everyone. And I will look forward to getting, I would love a book too. So if you send it to me, and we'll get one of our listeners out there, get them started. So thank you again.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Kim. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Be well.
Happy New Year.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I've got Marilyn Anderson coming on, how to live like a millionaire when you're a million short. So stay with us, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest, Marilyn Anderson. And Marilyn is the best-selling author of How to Live Like a Millionaire When You Are a Million Short. And the book was featured in Forbes and USA Weekly and won an award as the best book on saving money and living well all year long. Let's welcome Marilyn. Thank you for being here, Marilyn.
Thank you for having me, Kim. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. And how much fun is that book? Just the name on it. How did you come up with that?
Well, it's just the way I've been living for many, many years. And the funny thing
who
is
your mentor? Like, how, mm-hmm. Who taught you how to do that?
Well, it was sort of coming up with it myself because, you know, I have a lot of friends who have regular jobs and regular paychecks every 2 weeks. And as a writer, you know, sometimes you might make a chunk of money, but then you could go for weeks or months or even years without, you know, making any money because it's a freelance kind of thing. So all my friends used to be surprised that I would still be able to go to theater and go out to eat and travel. And they used to say, how does Marilyn live? In fact, the three questions of the universe were, what is the meaning of life? Is there a God? And how does Marilyn live?
I love that.
I decided to put it all down in a book and share my secrets of how to live, you know, a really exciting life and do great things, even if you don't have a lot of money in the bank or coming in.
I love it. So, Marilyn, what is the hugest thing that you've done when you didn't have any money?
Well, I think one of the biggest things and one of my favorite travel trips is how to spend 6 nights at a 4-star resort in Spain for free.
Okay, that's pretty big. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so how do we do that?
Well,
how do I sign up for that?
Well, you're right. You can sign up for it, and it's a place called Vaughan Town, and it's just outside Madrid, and they have four different wonderful resorts, and every single week they host 15 native English-speaking people and 15 Spanish business people, and the English-speaking people can be from the U.S. or from London, you know, from England, from South Africa, any place where they speak English as a native language, and the English-speaking people don't pay for it because the Spanish people want to practice their conversational English. So they give you breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything is free, your accommodations are free, and you have a wonderful culture-filled week, and it's absolutely free. Now, you do have to get to Spain, but I recommend either that you do it with points or you can tack it on if you're going to Europe to the front or back of another trip. But it's so exciting. I have actually have friends who've done it for three or four times. And one girlfriend did it for 2 weeks because she spent 1 week at one resort. And then she went to the next for the next week to the second resort. So it's a wonderful thing. And it's totally free. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. So how can our listeners find money they didn't even know they have?
Now, this is an assignment that I want to give to everybody who's listening, because I would say 9 out of 10 people are going to find money that is owed to them that they don't even know about. I'll tell you, I had a friend and I told him to go to this website because I saw his name on it and he didn't believe me. And I had to force him literally to do it. And I had to force him to sign up and he signed up. And then he got a letter from Texas because he had lived in Texas years and years ago. And it said, we're sending you a check. He didn't believe me. He got a check for $12,000.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Okay.
And what,
so
it
what
is
the website?
The website is called missingmoney.com. And it has what's called unclaimed property. Now, actually, most states are on it, but California, I don't think, is on it yet. So for California to find out where your money is that you didn't know you have, you would go to the State of California website and put in the words unclaimed property, and then a page will come up, and you put in the name and the city in which you live. And it's amazing. The first time I did it, I had like $450 that I didn't know. Then about a month later, I looked and it said, oh, you have money again. I was so excited. I had 22 cents. But the thing is, you should do it not just if you live in California now, but these days, so many people move from state to state over the course of their lives. So do it for every state in which you live. And that's why missingmoney.com is good, because if you've moved here from another state. Yeah. And also do it for your parents. Do it for your grandparents. Because even if you have people who are no longer with us, you can claim money if they have money, and they probably do.
I love that. Okay. So how can people go into their closet? This is probably like, I probably have so much cash in my closet, and actually come out with cash.
Yeah. Well, this is so important. Like at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody said, oh, I'm going to have time to reorganize my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, don't just reorganize, empty them.
I had
jewelry from when I was 12 years old that people had given me. And it was just sitting in my jewelry box. Well, what I did is I took it to a place called TheRealReal.com, and I ended up getting thousands of dollars from jewelry that I hadn't worn. Well, some people say, well, I have jewelry, but it's sentimental. Take a picture of it and get money.
I love it.
Or buy something that you'll wear now.
I love it. And it's called TheRealReal.com?
TheRealReal.com is for jewelry and for designer labels. But there's other places that you can go if you have just regular costume jewelry or regular clothes. And that's Poshmark, Tradesy, ThredUp. You can go on marketplaces and on Facebook. So there's so many places these days that you can get money for clothes that you're not wearing.
I love it. Great advice here. So how can people get furniture and clothes or household items for free? Talk to us about that.
Yes, for free. And you can get some fabulous things. My favorite place to get free things, absolutely free, is a group called Buy Nothing. And they're on Facebook, or they may be online as well, but I do it on Facebook. And people give away the most amazing things.
Oh, my God.
And you don't have, there's no trade. I mean, I got a chair that's literally worth about $1,000. Somebody was giving it away. They give away furniture. They give away clothes. They give away all kinds of things, and it's totally free. And with Buy Nothing, it's all people in your own neighborhood. So you don't have to go far. And
that's
I've given things.
Incredible.
And I've gotten things. And then you can also go to places like Nextdoor.
Right.
Nextdoor and Craigslist, but and offer up. But Buy Nothing to me is just the greatest group in the world.
I'm so excited to go on there. I love that. And I know we talked about the favorite travel tips, but is there any others that you would be able to share?
Well, you know, for people who like to travel a lot, there's so many different groups that you can join. There's Matt's Travel. There's Sherman's Travel. There's a place called Just Get Out of Town. And you sign up for the emails. Travel Zoo is another one. And they have emails that give you super discounts to all kinds of places. So if you like to travel a lot, I would sign up for those. And like I said, if you want a once-in-a-lifetime trip, I would go to Vaughantown.
That is crazy. I love that. Okay, so I actually have always been a hair therapist, okay, but you talk about people can actually go get their hair and nails done and save money. Talk to us about that.
Well, my favorite hair tip, I've got a little frog in my throat here. My favorite hair tip is become a hair model. And the good thing about being a hair model is when you think about being a model, you say, oh, well, I'm not young, I'm not thin, I'm not gorgeous. Well, you only need one thing to be a hair model, hair.
Not hair.
And I love doing it. There's a site called salonapprentice.com that has all kinds of, and they will send you emails a couple times a week and show you salons. And they're usually fancy salons in your neighborhood where they need hair models. And usually if to get a haircut, it's free, but to get color, it might cost like the cost of the color, which is $25 to $40. But,
right.
You know, I have very long, thick hair. It cost me $150 every time I went to the salon. And over the course of a year, that's thousands of dollars. So being a hair model, the other way you can find out about being a hair model is go to Craigslist and under beauty, go to services and go to beauty. And then when you get to beauty in the search bar, put hair model and a bunch of places will come up in your neighborhood and just sign up
this
to be a hair model.
It's so much fun. I love this. I love it. How about prescriptions, medical, dental procedures, any of those?
Well, first of all, you know, Mark Cuban has a new prescription program.
Yeah. Right.
And it's cost plus drugs. And
right.
It's so good. I mean, sometimes it's cheaper than even if you have insurance. So I would definitely check out that. And he charges just the cost of the drug plus 15% plus whatever the pharmacy charges, which might be $3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to avoid high prices, you can go there. There's also goodrx.com,
right.
Which
yeah.
they will send you a card for free. And I've gotten things, as I said, for less than it would have cost me on my insurance. Now, here's something that's amazing. I had to go to the dentist, and he was telling me for years, Kim, that I needed periodontal work. And so I went to a periodontist, and he wanted to do gum graft, gum flap surgery, which costs $5,000, plus grafting, which is another $5,000. And he said, oh, you really need this. When do you want to make an appointment? I said, I'll let you know, right? So
right.
I came home and I looked at, you know, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. And I said, what would the author of this book do? So I looked for alternatives to gum flap surgery. And I found this thing called LANAP, L-A-N-A-P, which is laser assisted surgery, where there's no cutting
and there's no grafting. And it's still like $5,000. But then I found the place Millennium Dental in Cerritos. And they train, not students, but they train dentists and periodontists from all over the country who want to switch to this. So they may have been in practice like for 10 or 20 years. Well, I got $10,000 worth of gum surgery for free. Didn't cost me a nickel.
Wow. So from, I mean, basically training, students training, right?
Yeah, but they're not training students in this case. They were training dentists and periodontists who have been in practice, you know, because I didn't want to go to students. But actually, one of the people who worked on me had been my girlfriend's dentist for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
But
amazing.
It was so, and the best thing about it is there was no cutting. There was no pain. There was no recovery time. And not only that, for the next year, they gave me all my cleanings for free.
That is incredible. Oh, my God.
And I got my girlfriend. I got my girlfriend in, too, so she got $10,000 worth of it for free, too. So, in fact, when I was on Craigslist, I saw where doctors were doing, if you wanted liposuction, liposuction can cost like $11,000 or $20,000. And there was a medical center that if you signed up, you would get it for $250 because they were real doctors. So, as I said, you want to definitely vet them. But there are a lot of ways to find either alternatives to what costs a lot of money. Same thing, like a nose job, you would pay like $20,000 now plus a lot of pain for a regular nose job. But you can get a 15-minute nose job for just $1,000 or $1,500. And you walk in and they give you injections and you come out and your nose looks better and you haven't gone through the pain of either the surgery or the money.
That's incredible. Talk to us about that. How do you do that?
Well, as I said, there's a non-surgical procedure or what's called the 15-minute nose job. And a lot of doctors are doing it now, and it's done with injections. Like, it can't be for all noses, but for a lot of noses, like if you have a bump and you want to get rid of the bump, they just do injections, and it smooths it out. And I actually got it, and my girlfriend said she's had 3 regular nose jobs, and she thought my 15-minute nose job looked better than any of her regular nose jobs.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, incredible. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I have to have you back because there's, like, so many more things. But how can people learn new things while at home for free?
Well, this is something that I learned during the pandemic because, you know, we were all stuck at home. And then I learned that you can actually go to Harvard or Yale for free.
Right.
And
I actually get those emails, too. So, yeah.
Yeah. And what it is there's these places called Coursera.org or classcentral.com and edx.com. And they actually have like thousands of classes that you can take for free. And their classes, whether it be in religion or philosophy or in computers or in languages, all kinds of things. If you want to get a new career or change your career, or you just want to do something for fun. I have a friend who took a class in happiness at Yale. Now, if you want to get a certification, like if it's for something IT related, you can pay a nominal charge. But otherwise, their classes are totally free. And they have thousands of them from universities and colleges all over the country.
I love it. Okay, this has been so much fun, Marilyn. And you definitely, your book, Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, love the name of it. How do my listeners find you and how do they find your book?
Well, the book is on Amazon. That's the best place to get it. You go to Amazon and look for How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, or you can just go to howtolivelikeamillionaire.us or howtolivelikeamillionaire.com. Will also take you to my Facebook page where I give a lot of tips and where you can reach out to me directly.
I love it. Marilyn, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And thank you for sharing all your secrets with all of us. Really, really good stuff there. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. All right. We are just going to move right into our next guest. And, of course, I have Dr. Kulreet Chaudhary. And we're going to be talking a little bit about her book, The Prime. And we're going to be talking about that depression isn't just a mind game, but it's a gut game. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Ayurvedic, and it's a gut mind actions that can spontaneously help improve mood. And let's welcome her on, Dr. Kulreet. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim. How are you doing? Do you want help with that pronunciation?
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Of course. Don't worry, it takes everybody a few tries. It's called Ayurvedic medicine, and it's a Sanskrit word that actually translates into the science of life.
You know what, and I actually know a lot about this, and it's so interesting to me, so I'm excited for you to be here, and please just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, too.
Absolutely. So I was trained as a general neurologist, and even though I had grown up with different aspects of Ayurvedic medicine in my childhood, once I entered the medical field, you know, I thought I was way too smart for that folk medicine. And so it wasn't until I got intractable migraines as a neurologist that I myself had to look back at the things that I was doing, and I wasn't able to treat my own headaches for a year of trying different medications, but within 3 months of doing Ayurvedic medicine, my headaches were gone. I lost 10 pounds I didn't know I had gained, and I had the energy, you know, that I had in my 20s. So it forced me to open my eyes that there was something going on here. And the primary program that I was given as a patient was a gut health program. And so that's when my journey into looking at this connection between the gut and the brain began. It began as a patient.
Wow. Well, I love this. And, you know, it's interesting. I just started a supplement program right now that is, I've learned so much about it. And it's really about getting your gut, your hormone, all that stuff back in place. Your gut is really your second mind, correct?
I don't even call it a second mind because it's really an extension of the mind that we tend to associate, you know, that's sitting in the skull. But the connection is so intimate that I don't even divide them into two, you know, like, oh, here's your first mind, here's your second mind. It's one functional unit. And there's the enteric nervous system, which is the brain inside of the gut. And you can't separate these two. In fact, Kim, the gut is actually doing most of the talking, and the brain is doing most of the listening when it comes to that relationship.
Oh,
so
your that's a
gut
really
is
interesting
the main
way
one talking.
Wow, that's a really interesting way to look at it. So let me ask you, okay, so many people, you know, we hear of ADD, we hear of depression, we hear of lots of that. Do you think all of that is part of our gut?
It's 100% a part of our gut. Now, that does not mean that the gut is the only part you need to address. I'm saying that if you don't address the gut, you're always kind of treading water. You're feeling a little bit better, but it's like you're trying really, really hard just to feel a little bit better. And when you bring the gut game into your mind game, it just blows it out of the water. All of a sudden, things are shifting, and they're shifting spontaneously. And this wasn't something I expected as a neurologist. You know, I was seeing patients for neurological conditions, and I was just implementing the Ayurvedic recommendations. And all of a sudden, you know, their mood disorders that they had for 20 years, and I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm a neurologist. I was treating them for their MS or their Parkinson's. But all of a sudden, their mood disorders that they had just figured that's who they were spontaneously resolving. And it was because of the emphasis I was placing on healing the gut.
Wow, incredible. So what do we do and how do we, I mean, I know, like I just said, I have, we call it a happy drink, okay, but it's just probiotics, right? But I have to just tell you, I am happy, and everybody that started using this has just taken their mood. They feel happy. They, you know, I've lost 10 pounds on this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I tried everything and it wasn't going away. Just like you said, you lost 10 pounds, right?
Yeah, I lost 10 pounds. I didn't even know. I was so convinced that my clothes were shrinking and that I was not expanding.
Yes.
I think there's just a lot of things like that, Kim, that we don't even realize kind of the bad place we're in because it happens gradually until it gets really, really, really bad. And then when we get there, the first thing we do is, okay, my brain's not functioning. I'm not waking up even wanting to, you know, enter into the day. I must have something wrong with the brain. And in a sense, that is true. There is a neurochemical disruption. But what we don't realize is that a huge part of that disruption is happening because of the bacteria in the gut. So when I see people who are coming in, you know, for, and I'm putting in quotes, your mind problems, I will still give them herbs like ashwagandha and brahmi that are so important, you know, for balancing the brain. And we'll still talk about things like, how do you shift that inner negative dialogue? And I recommend doing like a gratitude practice first thing in the morning, before you go to sleep at night, because it helps to shift neurochemistry. And those are two really important times for programming the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to doing all of these things, I also will recommend herbs like trifla, which is used for balancing the gut. You know, I'll give a recommendation for a digestive tea that helps to heal the gut. And so all of that comes together. It's not just about the mind. It's about the mind and the gut, because it's the understanding that this is actually one giant functional unit.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And what about meditation? It's funny. My husband walked in. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I just worked out and I was meditating." He goes, "Okay." You know, and I do. I just take, you know, before I do my shows, I just take a moment to be grateful for everything that I have. And I kind of balance my mind and to slow it down a little bit. Is that something that you do or you recommend?
Oh, it's been, Kim, is it something I do? I've been doing that since I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And for me, if I had a choice in the morning where I only had time to either meditate or like brush my teeth and take a shower, I would meditate over brushing my teeth and taking a shower. Meditation is a shower for your mind.
I love how you said that. That's so cool.
And if you think a stinky body is bad, you know, you don't understand what a stinky mind does for the entire
day. I love that. Can you give us an example of a mantra?
Absolutely. So one of the simplest, easiest mantras that I teach my patients is Om Namo Narayani. And I'll say it a few times so people can get it. It's Om Namo Narayani. Namo Narayani. And the reason why that mantra is so powerful is it actually invites health into the body. And it actually increases, we call it the feminine energy of nature. So like when people talk about Mother Earth, you know, and when we talk about connecting to healing, in the Ayurvedic tradition, that's a very feminine energy. And so this mantra helps to invite in that feminine energy, because at this particular time in history, we as a global community are actually devoid of that energy. We're devoid of that individually. And that energy is so important for inviting health and abundance into your life.
I love that. I love that. So how do our listeners that are going, oh my gosh, how do I learn more about this? How do I start eating like this? What is the shift in the food? And, you know, and what is the meaning behind that? The techniques behind Ayurveda.
Ayurveda is
Ayurveda.
It's all right. You're going to get it.
No, that's all
Ayurveda
good.
Is just, it's a manual for how to live as a human being on the planet. You know,
okay.
It has a fancy Sanskrit name just because it's really, really old. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And so we weren't speaking English 1,000 years ago. But it's just the way that human beings have explained how to successfully live on the planet since essentially like the beginning of time. And, you know, Ayurvedic medicine is not something that's hard. It's actually easy because you're learning more about yourself. You're learning how to take care of yourself. That's the difference between, you know, if you get something to assemble from the mail and you have a manuscript that's telling you, you know, how to put everything together versus if you don't have something. And so I have written lots and lots of different articles, and I have an online free meditation that you can learn also just from going to drkchaudhry.com.
Okay, I love that. Let me ask you, okay, so this last couple of years, I almost like we're in a new year. Let's put all of our, you know, the past couple of years, the pandemic and all that. Yeah. But there's every once in a while you actually have to switch your inner dialogue from negative to positive. And I always say, you know, look at the brighter side of life. Whatever is going on right now, be grateful, you know, just know where you are in your life and just kind of reflect on that. But how, what do you tell your patients and your, you know, the people that you work with to switch and to really get that inner dialogue from negative to positive?
Yeah, it's a combination of things because, you know, there's biology involved. And as I mentioned, the gut is involved. And so that's why I always recommend, like, create a meditation practice as your foundation. With that, you will begin to shift that dialogue on a subconscious level. The vibrations of these ancient mantras, they create brain entrainment. And what brain entrainment is it teaches all of the neurons in your brain to start firing a different way, in a way that is more positive. So meditation for me is always the key. But then I'll add things, you know, as I mentioned, ashwagandha and brahmi to help support the brain. These are two key herbs that have been used for thousands of years in Ayurveda to promote brain health. But, you know, as we said before, you don't stop there. You've got to treat the gut. And so trifla is an Ayurvedic herb made up of three berries. And those three berries, when combined together, they help to detoxify the gut and reset your microbiome. So it's making the positive neurotransmitters you need for your brain. And I have a wonderful tea that I recommend to almost everyone. It's called the digestive tea. In my book, I call it the prime tea. And you simply use half a teaspoon to a full teaspoon of cumin seeds, coriander seeds, and fennel seeds. Boil that in 4 to 5 cups of water for about 5 to 10 minutes. Remove the seeds, put it in a thermos, and sip that all throughout your day. I'm sipping it right now, Kim, and that helps to reset your gut throughout the day. And I'm with you, Kim, about, you know, starting with a positive mindset. And it's not just, you know, oh, psychobabble, you know, starting with a positive mindset. No, this actually changes neurochemistry. So I start every day, and it's so automatic now that I don't even think about it. As soon as I get up, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm thinking of 5 things that I'm grateful for. And what happens is once it becomes a habit, you don't just stop there. You know, you just start kind of rampaging of all the things that are actually going really well in your life. And anything you feed grows. So if you feed the negative is going to grow. If you feed the positive is going to grow. And then, Kim, I do the same thing right before bed. I'm starting to drift off to sleep. And again, I'm thinking of just all of the wonderful things that happened in my day. Every day has something negative, but there's always a positive. Once you do that, you're starting to really train your brain and you're supporting your gut so that you can shift your mood effortlessly.
Right. It's like putting the right kind of gasoline in your car. It's like feeding your soul. So when you're doing this, you're actually feeding your soul, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we even say that, well, okay, so what is a soul? It is the collective energy that is flowing through your entire body. It's flowing through your gut. It's flowing through your mind. It's flowing through every cell of your body. So you're removing all of the obstacles that are keeping that energy from flowing.
I love this. I love this. Again, how do my listeners find out more about you and, of course, how to find your book? And I could go on and on for this to talk longer. So I love this.
So my book, The Prime, which shows you how to actually repair your gut spontaneously, is found on Amazon. And I've got several articles, including videos to teach you how to meditate on just simply drkchaudhry.com.
All right. And I would love to give away a couple books. Would you have your PR send us a couple books to give to our listeners?
Oh, I would be happy to do that. Would love that.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect. I'm going to open up our phone lines. And again, it's 805-419-0008. If you haven't already got your name in here for any of the books from our authors today or for comedy tickets at Levity Live, please call right now. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And one of our team members will get back with you. And thank you so much. Please share our show. And again, share our podcast and download it. Thank you so much.
That was my pleasure. Thank you, Kim.
All right. And be happy. I love that. And actually, you could stay on for my last minute of my, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. And today's is food can be your medicine or it can be your poison. You choose. Isn't that perfect for what we were talking about?
It's absolutely perfect. That's actually the foundational teaching of Ayurveda. So you're practicing Ayurveda on your show, Kim.
I love it. I love it. With that, I want to say thank you to everyone. And again, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk to you next week. It might seem-